Boy, this issue of global warming is really starting to heat up, much more than the real global warming, I'm afraid. Why are the camps so divided, Roy?
Well, there's a lot of reasons for that. Not only is there a lot of dispute over how much mankind is the cause of current global warming, there's also, political issues. There are especially economic issues. I mean, if it was easy to fix global warming, no matter what you believe about it, then it would make sense to do it. But because it is so difficult to get away from fossil fuels, there's a huge amount of money. There's going to be huge winners and losers, depending on what policies are adopted.
All right. Now, you're a scientist. Give me your take on global warming. We might as well hear it from you on how you feel.
Well, first of all, we need to say what global warming people believe and what they don't believe. I mean, you often hear that, the consensus, there's no more debate about the science. You'll hear stuff like that. We have to be specific about what we're talking about.
Okay, let me also ask you this. Regardless of the cause, do most people finally agree that there is global warming?
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say. Everyone I know agrees that it is unusually warm right now. We've warmed about 1 degree Fahrenheit in the last 100 years, and I don't know of anybody that disputes that. And I'm a skeptic when it comes to, the human influence of global warming, but everyone agrees that we've had global warming. The debate is over how much mankind is at fault for it.
And it doesn't mean we're not going to have moments of extreme cold temperatures. It doesn't mean we're going to have huge snowfalls, even though, for example, I was watching a news report on the ski resorts in Colorado, and, they are really hurting. And they've never seen it like this before, and the temperatures are so warm in many cases, they can't even make this artificial snow because they need the temperatures to get down to a lower level. There are some people, though, Roy, who also believe that we might be in the beginning of an ice age. What's your take on that?
Well, it does seem like that the people that study that all agree that eventually we'll have an ice age coming, but, the feeling is that that's thousands of years away. Of course, there was back in the 1970s, there were some scientists and, even Time Magazine and Newsweek that came out with stories about the coming ice age. And that was only because it had cooled slightly since the 1940s, and they were making a big deal of that. But, now since the 1970s, we've had this pretty strong warming trend, and it's going to be interesting to see if it continues.
Okay, so we've got the scientific consensus that there is global warming. Is even the people who believe it's man-made, I believe, for example, it's an Earth cycle, but I do believe that man might have sped things up a little bit or was creating the faster speed of global warming. I mean, I won't say that's not entirely possible, but does anybody really talk about the sun and the fact that the sun might be getting a little hotter or something's happening?
Well, there is a minority of scientists that thinks that current warmth is due to sun's activity. And that's entirely possible. The trouble is that we have satellites that measure the total amount of light coming from the sun. They measure it every day. And while there's a very slight 11-year solar cycle you've probably heard of before, there really hasn't been any long-term change. So if it is because of the sun, it's something more subtle. For instance, one of the theories is that the sun modulates the cosmic ray flux coming into the Earth, and cosmic rays actually create aerosols, which cloud droplets form on. So it's sort of a strange theory, but it's entirely possible. And I agree with you that what we're seeing is largely natural. But that mankind might be helping because, it's pretty hard for the Earth not to know that there's 6 billion of us here.
You see, because I believe regardless of whether man was here or not, this is going to happen. I mean, we have these cycles. They've happened before. They happened way before we had greenhouse gases, and they're going to happen again.
Yeah, but now you're sounding like one of us skeptics.
Look, you were testifying before a congressional committee this week, weren't you?
Yes.
How come nobody knows about that?
Oh, well, that's politics. Henry Waxman stuck me at the end of the hearing so that all the media would be gone by the time I said what I had to say.
They buried it, huh?
Yeah.
How come? Why? What'd you say?
Well, you've probably heard of NASA's James Hansen, who in the last couple of years has complained that there's been interference from the Bush administration on some of the stuff that he wanted to publish.
Yes.
About, you know, he really believes that global warming is totally due to mankind, and he thinks we're in for disaster, so he's trying to get the word out. Well, when I was at NASA, I went through political pressure, too. I was told what I could and couldn't say before I testified in Congress. Only I didn't complain about it. I just finally resigned from NASA. But this was during the Clinton-Gore administration when I was getting pressure. And basically, I was sort of countering James Hansen's testimony, pointing out that, you know, political interference goes both ways.
Well, it does go both ways, and unfortunately, sometimes it's never really that way. When we talked about greenhouse gases, and you said, all right, so you may be one of the skeptics, explain that.
Well, as I mentioned before, skeptics are ones that are skeptical about the human influence on climate. Not that we're not skeptics about global warming. Al Gore likes to call us global warming deniers, and we're not. You know, it's a nice soundbite, but it's disingenuous to say things like that because I don't know of anybody that doesn't believe that we are unusually warm right now. But then we also believe that, for instance, there are good estimates of what it was like 1,000 years ago, and it looks like we're not even as warm as we were 1,000 years ago during the medieval warm period. They have actual temperature measurements from 1,000 years ago. They drill down into the Greenland ice sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And as you drill down, you know, not only do you have layers of snow, there's also layers of temperature because each summer and winter, it sends a pulse down through the ice sheet, a temperature pulse. And they can go down through the ice layers and measure temperatures and measure back through time how warm it was. And it looks like 1,000 years ago might have been considerably warmer than it is today.
Okay, as a scientist, if we know that it was considerably warmer a long time ago, what does that tell you then? What can you say about global warming today?
Well, it tells me that we might well be in a natural cycle, like you said. A few centuries ago or up through the 1800s, it was called the Little Ice Age. And then in the early 1900s, it started to warm up. Well, just by coincidence, that's when our Industrial Revolution started and we started producing more CO2. So there's like this coincidence that temperatures started going up just when we started producing more CO2. Now, is this just the coincidence or is it cause and effect? And that's why, you know, some people are absolutely convinced that mankind has caused it, and yet others of us, you know, look at the record and say, yeah, but, you know, we're just probably coming out of this natural cycle. So it's like there's evidence for both sides. Nobody can prove anything. And it ends up that people usually believe in what they want to believe in.